Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to The Shit Show. Kia ora everyone and welcome to part two of me and Nick dissecting and reviewing the greatest TV theme songs of all time. Now you all loved part one, which is all about our favourite childhood theme songs, and today's episode is about, you know, the TV shows that we've been watching more as adults and about all of your favourite theme songs that you sent to us when we asked. So if you haven't listened to that episode, you definitely should because it fucking slaps. But this one is going to be just as good, if not better, I'd say, Nick.
Well, I hope so.
It's a bit deeper and a bit more grown up, but fuck, these songs go hard, eh, Nick?
Some of them, again, are just so good.
They're so good, like they have no right to be so good. So should we just jump straight into it?
I think we better. All right, Luce, what are we kicking off with?
Something iconic. I'd be surprised if anyone listening doesn't know this song.
Oh, yeah.
Just feel good, eh?
You just know it, eh? You just know it.
That's the crux to a great theme song is like, fuck, you don't even have to have watched it. To be honest, I think that's all the commentary we need for this one.
Yeah.
It slaps, I mean, and we all know it.
It's transcended the show, hasn't it, really?
Like, totally. Well, the song was around before the show, wasn't it? Or was it written for Friends? Okay. The first live Google of the show has brought something really interesting to the table. So this song is sung by the Rembrandts, who's a duo, Danny Wilde and Phil Solom, who wrote most of their songs, but this song was written by the makers of Friends, specifically for Friends.
Well, there we are.
That's interesting. Like, they wrote the theme song as well as the script.
That would be the most popular song the Rembrandts have sung, surely.
Totally. Right? That would have put their name on the map, eh? Great song to start off with, but this next one is better. Like, I don't know if it was the song or if it was the show that, like, makes me feel so good.
It just brings back so many happy memories.
I know.
If you didn't like the show, and there are a few of you out there, but I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
No, you're definitely wrong. No argument. Also, the fact that John Krasinski, who played Jim, went and filmed on his little camera the starting sequence because he wanted to see Scranton was like. Yeah, he went before the show even started and just took his little camera and started like filming, and that's why you can see these, you know, it's made up of quality little clips.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was John Krasinski trying to feel Scranton before he...
Get the Scranton vibe.
Yeah, so cool, right?
Oh, nice.
And this one feels like kind of the next best straight after The Office. Like, this is fucking great.
This is a really feel-good song.
And I feel like fans of The Office by nature are fans of Parks and Rec as well.
It's one of those shows that are hard to hate.
Hard to hate. Oh, it's so great. Also, the fact that Pawnee was based off of Christchurch.
Yeah. For those who don't know, Christchurch is one of New Zealand's four or five major cities. My old hometown.
So buzzy that Pawnee was modelled off of that map.
The Four Avenues, man.
So cool. Okay, Nick, I'm about to hit you with our childhood.
This theme song used to mean bedtime for us.
Bedtime or sit with mum and watch Coro.
What was worse, having to go to bed or having to watch Coronation Street?
I actually grew to really have an affinity towards Coronation Street. I loved it.
I think I do want to go to the Rover's Return one day and have a pint.
Fuck yes. I actually do love Coro. And then just to ramp things back up.
Bring the show back to life.
This has been my comfort show lately. I can't fault it. Modern Family is one of the greatest shows.
It's short and sweet.
Ever. Oh God, I love it.
It's kind of rapid fire at the moment.
I know, we're really getting through them and I'm kind of here for it. What about this one?
every school wanted a glee club after watching this.
No, that's kind of cool.
Even my all-boys high school wanted a glee club after this.
Except for Mr. Schuster was a creep. And there's so many memes about him because, like, everything about him is low-key creepy.
I didn't follow the show that closely, but even I...
Oh, well, you're not a gleek.
Oh, I know. Funnily enough, I wasn't a gleek.
Okay, warning, if you've got little ears around or you just really don't want to hear me start kind of getting very rude, maybe skip like 30 seconds ahead because it's not nice on the ears, is it, Nick?
No. Now, Lucy, you're a big fan of this next one, aren't you?
Controversially, huge fan. I'm going down
south, I'm gonna have myself a time. Friendly faces everywhere. How could you hate this?
Oh, I just think South Park is really good social commentary. I also have some trivia on South Park.
Hit me with some trivia.
So this bit is Kenny, and he's always muffled, but he's saying something, right? Every few seasons, they change what he's saying. So I want to tell you what he's saying
I've got no idea.
So from season one to season two, he's saying, I like girls with big fat titties. I like girls with deep vaginas. Season three to season five, Kenny says, hey, I got a 10-inch penis. Use your mouth if you want to clean it.
Lucy, I thought this was going to be wholesome.
No, I know. So did I, and then I looked it up. Season 6, when Kenny was dead and replaced with Timmy, it just says, Timmy, 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 living ally Timmy. Season 7 to season 10 says, someday I'll be old enough to stick my dick up Britney's butt.
I don't know what to say to that.
Am I even allowed to be saying this on the podcast? From season 10, episode 8, till present time, I like fucking silly bitches and I know my penis likes it. And I hate that I'm even saying it in the tune.
Yeah. But and I hate that I'm watching you say it as well.
I know, and I almost don't know. I don't know where to look or what to do. I will say, though, one thing that I do love about South Park, I watched a documentary about it called 6 Days to Air. Have you seen it?
Mm.
Isn't it fucking incredible? For everyone that's listening, it's about the schedule that South Park runs on, and basically they have 6 days to produce a full show. And it's like 6 days to write it, to animate it, to voice over it, to do everything. And they literally hand in their shows like a few hours before they're going to air sometimes. Pisses off the networks, but it's why it's so current and
it
great.
It gives you such a good appreciation for the show as well.
It's amazing the way they do what they do. They have the best animators. They're so smart. They're so on top of current events because they're literally taking 6 days to make a whole episode.
It means they're always quite relevant.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a little bit of trivia. Sorry for the young ears that might be listening.
Yeah, yeah, you might need a warning at the start for something like that.
I actually am going to go back right now and put one in. And the last one that I want to bring to the table before we go into all the requests from the audience, here is one that just fills me with happiness and nostalgia. Do you know what this is from?
I've got no idea.
Love Island.
Oh,
cult following, Love Island, best reality TV show ever made. That's all I'll say on the matter.
I know you put on your story asking for recommendations and the audience's favourite theme songs.
And they pulled through. So here we go.
Now this is a story all about how now, this is an iconic one, but we didn't have this show that much.
In New Zealand, no. But we know the theme song, so that's kind of a testament to how good it is.
Everybody knows the theme song.
Oh, and Will Smith, just like, go off, King. Go off. Next one, and this is one that I love. If you're out on the road, feeling low, like, does this ring any bells for you?
Again, no, not really.
Really?
No.
Gilmore Girls. It wasn't really one we had while growing up, but when we got Netflix, you best believe your girl binged Gilmore Girls.
Where were the Gilmore Girls from?
Star Hollow in America.
Ah.
What a gorgeous name for a little village.
Yeah, I know.
Such a good show. Okay, everyone's going to know this one in 3, 2, 1. This one was just so highly requested. I can see why. It's fucking iconic.
Did Ozzy Osbourne have anything to do with the Addams Family at some point?
I feel like I associate Ozzy Osbourne with this so heavy.
Because this just reminds me of Ozzy Osbourne for some reason.
Live Googling. I can't find any direct correlation, but the first article that comes up is the real life Addams Family.
And that article's from 2002.
Yeah. So maybe we just grew up associating them together because they had a reality TV show and they were kind of quirky and dark.
Yeah.
Like the Addams Family.
That's weird that we both thought that, though.
Yeah, I know, but I've always thought that.
Same.
Now for a family that's a bit less creepy, but maybe as dysfunctional or more dysfunctional. Yes, no, maybe. But fuck this song, Weird Heart.
This is an iconic childhood song.
Have you guys got what this TV show is?
Surely.
It's Malcolm in the Middle for anyone that's like trying to get it off the tip of their tongue. You're not the boss.
Bryan Cranston before Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Okay, Nick, you haven't seen this show, but I bet you've heard the song.
I don't want to be anything yeah, I know this song. Other than what I've been trying to be lately. Is this a theme song?
It got made big by being the theme song to One Tree Hill. It's such a fucking good song, yeah.
Yeah.
And One Tree Hill was huge. It's such a good show.
Not gonna lie, I got confused between One Tree Hill and King of the Hill.
Oh, One Tree Hill is a lot better. King of the Hill is like a bootleg Simpsons, eh? Chad Michael Murray in One Tree Hill, so hot. That's all I have to say.
All right, Liz, you have been weirdly obsessed with this one from a very young age. She was walking in a bridal shop. TV2 at 5 p.m.
Yes! This is great, though. You have to admit, this is great. She was out on her fanny. Such a good
star. Yeah.
Right.
No, it is. It is a good one. She was there. That's how she
became the nanny. But I weirdly like can't really remember the show, just the sequence. Which is exactly what the doctor prescribed. Now the father finds her beguiling. Watch out, CC. And the kids are actually smiling. So good. Okay, our little brother Ben used to watch this show, and we just had to give it a wee honourable mention.
I'm Pablo.
My name's Tyrone.
I'm Uniqua.
I'm Tasha.
And my name's Austin. And we're
your backyard friends, the backyard.
There's just this one bit in this theme song that's really good that I think we need to get to. It might be the very end of it, so sit tight, people.
This reminds me of days off home from school.
Yes. But I just love how it just ascends.
Aww. It's quite a cute song, isn't it?
It's cute. I wonder if many other people know what the backyard is. Let us know.
Now, these are probably more well-known for the Kiwi and the Aussies in the audience.
Yeah. But these are nostalgic.
I can actually picture exactly when this played.
Go.
Right after SpongeBob, right before the news, while Mum was cooking dinner.
Yeah, Mum just would have been like, keep these kids out of my hair, let's put on Neighbours. And then I actually did get quite into this show.
It's a very similar vibe, isn't it?
Yeah. Except for this was set in Summer Bay. And it had Alf Stewart. The meme of our generation. Cringe.
Oh,
this
no.
One's cringe, eh? It's sugary.
I don't like this one.
Maybe it's iconic, but
I like
not
the
good.
Last line.
This is another highly, highly requested one that we missed in our Disney roundup. Let's go. If you could get into the future. Do you know what this is from?
It's a Disney Channel one. I'm gonna get roasted for not knowing this one.
This is That's So Raven, and it's actually sung by Raven herself. Pretty good though, eh?
Yeah, I think so.
It gives me kind of Kim Possible vibes.
Yeah, Kim Possible and all that. Sort of
yeah. Together. It's even got a bit of rap in there. And So many of you said this one that we had to put it in here. I wasn't even a big fan of this. I'll let you try and figure out what it is first. Okay, but it does.
It's like an 80s movie, isn't it?
Fuck, it is too. For everyone wondering, this is Pokemon.
One of the greatest shows of all time, surely.
Surely. I mean, I didn't really watch it that much, but I know so many people did. Gotta catch them all.
Gotta catch them all.
This one actually popped up quite a few times, and it was a Disney show, but kind of underrated. I want to know if you recognize this one.
This has turned into a test of my Disney Channel knowledge.
I know, it kind of has. Jeez,
I've got no idea.
Oh, that's such a good thing. Daredevil
due to the day. Nah.
Replacements. It's The Replacements. Really, really good. Anyway, if you don't remember The Replacements, Google it, see if it brings up any old repressed memories. Okay, and the last one for today, I always knew the theme song, but I never watched the show. And it came on just after The Simpsons, so that's why I knew the theme song.
Yeah.
Are y'all
this
ready for this?
This has got the guy from Modern Family.
I know. The dad from Modern Family. Oh, this is cute.
Love and marriage. You should see Lucy rocking along to this one.
I know. So this is Married with Children, everyone. A lot of you told us to put this in here as well. Iconic.
I've just got a, it's got a very New York vibe to me.
Oh, totally. Oh, it's great. Okay. I feel like that was a great one to end on.
Yeah.
That is iconic, and it just, like, kind of feel good. It's cute. It's actually well sung and well written. Actually, I feel like all of the ones that people requested from us, bangers.
Are songs in their own right?
Yeah, they are. Well, maybe not all of them, but a lot of them could just live on their own. And then there was that whole time in the 2000s or late 90s where actual, like, rock songs or, like, alternative rock songs, like on One Tree Hill, were used as theme songs and then just became part of culture. It feels like the early TV theme songs were just better. Were they better, or was TV just more of a thing that it was part of our routine, we got more connected to them?
I was going to say, it was probably more culturally relevant.
Yeah.
But then in saying that, like The Office, we blast through on Netflix.
Yeah, but that's like one. Like, there's one or two songs from Netflix shows now that we would watch and be like, that's good. And that's like The Office and Parks and Rec and Modern Family. They're not like the ones we would sit down and, like Friends. They're not like Friends or like The Simpsons. I just think that's really interesting. Like, are they genuinely just worse these days, or is it because TV's not as much of a routine? It's more of a sit and binge kind of thing.
I think the nostalgia factor has probably got a lot to say about it as well.
True. So since there are less of these ones than there was in the last episode, let's just do a top three.
All right. Coming in at number three for me, Coronation Street.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Really, really pulling on their nostalgia strings.
I know.
It hasn't changed since like the 60s.
It is great. My number three is The Nanny.
Ah, yeah.
Because The Nanny just, it fucking slaps.
It's a feel-good one, isn't it?
It is. She was out on her fanny. What's your number two?
Coming in at number two, South Park.
Is it?
Yeah.
South Park didn't make it quite to my top
three.
Oh,
really? Not even in your top three?
I love the layers, but like musically, it's just not my fave to listen to.
It's got a certain quality to it for me.
Yeah, I do love it. My number two is The Office.
Ooh,
The Office is my number two just because, like, you know, it's the fucking Office.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, that's the reason that's my number one.
Is The Office your number
the
one?
The Office is my number
one. Well, Coronation Street's my number
one. Oh,
really? Yes. I just think Coronation Street evoked something in me that none of these other ones did.
You're right.
And that's what my ranking's kind of based off, how I feel. And I kept trying to move it down the rankings, and Coro was just...
You just keep going to the
top.
Had
to go to the top. Why did The Office go to the top for you?
Well, it's the exact same thing. I've just been conditioned into good times with The Office.
Yes.
So every time I hear that, it's like my mouth waters.
I know.
I'm about to sit down and watch a ripper of an episode.
Oh, it's so funny and so cute. And yeah, I think great rankings by both of us, not to pat ourselves on the back. I would love to hear all of your rankings, everyone. Please send them to me at Shit You Should Hear About on Instagram, at The Shit Show with a whole bunch of underscores on Instagram, on Facebook at The Shit Show Squad. Just basically anywhere you want to find us, you can fucking find us.
No doubt we've got something wildly wrong here. We've forgotten your favourite show. So
yeah, let us know what we've got wrong and share this with anyone that you know loves old TV shows or is just going to be interested in this. As usual, Nick, thank you for jumping on and hosting this with me.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. Always a pleasure, never a chore, darling.
Beautiful.
See you later, everybody.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.